But right now we have Chris Gardner. You see Brown Ball is in the house as well. Chris, welcome to the barbershop. We're here cutting it up.
I hear that. Yeah, fellas, y'all talking about a sport I no longer watch. But yeah, okay. How y'all doing?
We doing all right.
I no longer watch. That's because you threw Carmelo out of town.
Yeah, why you give my man a 10-day date, man? That's a date, man. That's not name. Man couldn't even get his apartment set. Can you get your apartment set up in 10 days? Not the way you want it.
Y'all sound like my man Max Edison talking about running Carmelo out. Yeah. I'm not in that boat at all. I don't think he should have been in with the Rockets in the first place. So they just wasted their time bringing him in, and it didn't fit.
Who brought him in?
General manager. Daryl Morey wanted to brought him in.
Yeah. Okay. Chris Paul and them was agitating, saying they wanted him, right?
Well, I mean, what is he going to say? If the GM says we're going to bring in Carmelo, okay, yeah. We've been friends forever. They're still friends. Chris Paul and Melo are still friends, but Daryl Morey believed that Carmelo's offense could help him off the bench. You know, he didn't wasn't concerned about or didn't really analyze how he would fit on defense. And then when he finally got here, they realized, you know, this is not going to fit. This isn't going to work, especially with Melo's not being comfortable coming off the bench. And you got a rookie Gary Clark playing better defense than Melo off the bench that the Rockets got as an undrafted rookie. And, you know, they realized, well, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have done this in the first place. So they got rid of him. Well, he's still on the team technically, but he ain't going to play every game with the Rockets. But
right. Trying to make a move there too, so obviously they've gotten rid of him. They looked like they had trouble in Cleveland last night. They went in there and messed around, let the Cavs win one of their few games they're going to win this season.
Well, they've lost two in a row now. So
actually, George, the Cavs beat Philly the other night too, because Philly was talking smack to them, and the Cavs put the beat down on Philly. But you're right, they'll win 15 games this whole season.
You give them that many?
Yeah. I give him 15 games. Now, Chris, I'm going to ask you a quick question also now in terms of Houston. Do you think they're going to – I mean, where are they going to be in the playoffs? Because the way it looks right now, if they played the Lakers the first round, I'm going to give the nod to the Lakers. And I'm not even a Laker fan.
Well,
Houston's not in the playoffs right now.
I'm just saying, if they was the playoffs right now, you got to play Lakers, who would you go with?
Oh, no, I still pick the Rockets.
I'm going. Okay. Oh, nah, man. We gotta be with ourselves. The Lakers are the better defensive team. Tyson Chandler, JaVale McGee. No, they still hold on. The Tyson Chandler addition has changed the whole complexity of the Lakers' defense.
That's why I made that statement.
You still got the reigning best player in the league, LeBron James. I don't think Houston stands a chance.
Well, what's going on?
This is November 25th. We talk about the playoffs? Okay, yeah, so I'm not one of those people that does all that kind of stuff. You know, talk to me in April.
Chris, what's the vibe with the Rockets right now? What's their vibe now that with the early? Because it's so early. What's going on with them?
Well, before these last two games, and they had, you know, they're now on a two-game losing streak, they had won five in a row. So the vibe before Friday and Saturday was things were turned around and everything is getting better and defense has improved. But the last two games, the defense is taking a step back. So now they got to pick up Monday's game in Washington and beat the Wizards, so they won't have a 0-3 road trip. But I think things are turned around. Last night, Chris Paul didn't play. They rested him, which I can't stand. This is November, and you're resting guys already, but I don't agree with that philosophy anymore. But Eric Gordon finally broke out of his shooting slump. Well, I can't say that it was one game, but he hadn't played well before last night, so he shot the ball better. You know, James Harden scored 40 and had 13 or whatever. I mean, they have offensive firepower. Last two games, the defense has let them down. So I'm still picking them. I mean, they will do things throughout the season to get better on the roster. That's why come April, if the Rockets play the Lakers, I pick the Rockets all day long.
Right.
Now, Chris, just quickly, the Rockets obviously miss Trevor Ariza.
I say that, yes. They don't say that because they believe James Ennis.
$17 million.
Well, clearly he's not worth that. No, obviously. And he's not even playing much in Phoenix right now anymore either. But James Ennis is a younger version of Trevor Ariza. But my response to that is James Ennis does not have the playoff experience that Trevor Ariza did. So, and that's
Trevor Ariza won a championship.
Exactly. That carries way more weight than James Ennis being a younger version of Trevor Ariza.
All right. Well, that's interesting on there. How they decide on that.
Chris, one more thing, because I heard you talk about the roster moves, and I know it is early. But what do you feel is a good pickup for Houston? Who do you think they can go after maybe in free agency that has served that three spot, maybe a 3-and-D wing that they can probably pick up in the free agency?
I doubt it to be defense. I think it'd be another offense player, somebody they may saw last night, Kyle Korver kind of type player. They need more 3-point shooting. Yeah, because they have enough pieces that to play the defense like Gary Clark or James Ennis enough to help them defensively. Their problem before last night was Eric Gordon was throwing up bricks from the 3-point line.
Mm-hmm.
Better than me, you know.
Hey, hold on a second, Chris. We're going to be right back with more of what's going on with Brown and Allen. Last break.
All right,
we're back, and we got 3 minutes left, and we're going to go right to a question Jalen has for Chris.
Hey, Chris, real quick, because Almighty Duke lost to Gonzaga, but in that loss, I did see a lot of great talent. I want to know, who do you feel is going to be the number one pick coming out of this year's draft between Cam Reddish, R.J. Barrett, and Zion Wilson? Because right now it's looking like 1A, 1B, 1C.
R.J. Barrett's the best player, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I think I think Zion has all the oohs and ahs from everybody. But in terms of just overall skill level, offense and defense, and multiple, talent, offense and defensively, R.J. Barrett would be my number one choice.
But what about this sharpshooter?
Cam Reddish?
He's a problem, man.
Size,
he's automatic.
And I like Cam Reddish, but one thing that was a knock, a concern, I'm just talking about kids inside of high school, was his motor wasn't always great. He'd come and he'd play up and down when he wanted to. And, that's not great in the eyes of some guys in the NBA, especially the older school dudes. They don't want to have to, motivate you. You got to be self-motivated to get things done in the NBA on a pro level, period.
Nate, I got one more question for you. I know we got a few seconds. Draymond Green or Kevin Durant, if you're Golden State, who are you really keeping?
Kevin Durant.
Okay, good.
That was a test. I passed.
No, it wasn't a test. It's only because, Chris, everybody says Draymond to heart and soul, but sometimes it gets on people's nerves, so I think I have to keep Durant.
Yeah, one of them. Well, I think Durant's going. I have a feeling Durant wants to go, and I think he gets his own team.
That's
going.
It.
I think Durant's going to go to the Knicks, right, Nate?
That'd be a good move. That'd really be a good move for the league wise, too. The league would want something like that.
As long as the Knicks are stacked, it takes care of the rest of the league. And they haven't had anybody since that year, Kevin Durant, Tyson Chandler, and
But right now, if you ask Chris, the Knicks got great guard play. They won 2 or 3 in a row, so their guards are playing well.
Exactly. And, Chris, thank you for coming on. We're going to have you on a lot throughout the basketball season. Appreciate you taking time out.
My pleasure, guys. Y'all take care.